views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. You'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio at our brand new time, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the first Wednesday of every month. Stay with us for the next hour and come experience some goodness, healing, inspiration, creativity. Everything on this show, in case you're new, is really designed to help you become the greatest version of yourself. And who doesn't want that? I just want to say that it's so great to be back after almost 100 shows, which is insane to me. I've been on a little bit of a hiatus this summer while I design and produce my new project, which is a brand new super lit sex and relationship show. And it's going to be out very soon. And I'm going to be streaming live video on YouTube and Facebook Live, as well as the audio. And in the meantime, I'm still also continuing to do Lucid Planet live on Transformation Talk Radio the first Wednesday of the month. If you're just tuning into the show and you like it and you want to find out more, you can check out all of the past episodes by visiting thelucidplanet.com. And you can also always download all the podcast archives for free on iTunes, SoundCloud, etc. And please connect with me on Facebook and Twitter, The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, and my weird and wacky life on Instagram / The Lucid Planet. So I think it's very appropriate, since I'm about to launch a new show about sex and relationships, that I do a show today all about dating and relationships, which are challenging, let alone when you're bisexual and polyamorous like I am, it's extra challenging. But regardless as to your gender, your orientation, whether you're monogamous or non-monogamous, the reality is that getting what you want in relationships can be really hard. And so many people think they can get what they want if they change their appearance, if they appease the other person, if they try to be sexier, if they can change their partner. And this just really doesn't work. A lot of people are very overly picky, judgmental, controlling, putting pressure on relationships. And my opinion is that this really just leads to everybody being unhappy. So there's just a lot of conflicting dating strategies. People are more confused and concerned than ever with today's dating culture. And there's a lot of societal norms that make it even more difficult to connect with your partner. Not to mention the fact that we live in a society that often shoves a fictionalized fake sexuality down our throats, designed to exploit us and entertain us, and not necessarily addressing the real life issues behind us. So I'm really excited because I have an expert here today, Dr. Susan Edelman, who is here to talk with us about why people don't get what they want in relationships and how we can kind of find tools to enjoy the dating process a little bit more. And we're also going to talk about the intersection of sex and culture, which is something that is so fascinating to me. So Dr. Susan Edelman, she has an amazing new book out called Be Your Own Brand of Sexy, which has won 14 awards. And she is an adjunct clinical associate professor at Stanford University in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences and a board-certified psychiatrist in private practice specializing in women's issues. So we got a serious heavy hitter here today. I'm so excited. And, you know, the book, obviously, Be Your Own Brand of Sexy, it is targeted towards women who are looking to date men. But I think a lot of the lessons can be applied to all genders and all people in different types of relationships. So I'm really excited to hear more about this. Let's please welcome Dr. Susan to the show. Hi, Dr. Susan.
Hi, Dr. Kelly. It's wonderful to be with you. I'm super excited.
Me too. It's great. It's summer. You know, Dr. Susan, I've been trying to book her on the show for a while, and scheduling is really tough when you're in academia. So yay, summer. Woo! So Dr. Susan, I guess the best place that I would like to start is, you're a psychologist. You've treated a lot of people. You have amazing insights. Where does our kind of cultural context surrounding dating and sex, where does it come from, and how is it affecting people's ability to be happy in relationships?
Oh, I also find this fascinating subject, because I think that so much changed with the women's movement and sexual revolution that we're still kind of reeling from it. You know, we went from, if you have sex before marriage, you're a tramp, to now, if you're a virgin, you're a prude. But that's not real liberation. That's not the freedom to choose for yourself, and that's really what would be better for all of us.
I totally agree with you. I think that, you know, is this something that is part of human nature, is that we will judge and criticize and compare ourselves to other people, or is there a way to kind of rise above this?
Well, I think we do all want to be normal to some extent, so we're looking for what's normal. And then, of course, we've got all this media influence, which you've already mentioned, which just makes it much more complicated because, you know, women's magazines, they want to help our confidence, but they also want to sell products.
And, absolutely.
You know, right? They'll go out of business if they're not selling things or helping their sponsors sell things. So they've got a real conflict of interest. And it's the same thing with the movie and television industry. They're not there to help our confidence. They're there to make money, and sex sells. So they show us all these images about people hopping into bed with each other as though, you know, it's no big deal. And a lot of us will think, well, what's wrong with me that I'm not doing that, or I don't look like this, instead of thinking, these are mostly men making these movies. They're not doing it. It's not a women's, you know, issues thing.
Totally. I mean, I agree. I think it's just important to recognize that we have to kind of step outside of our own culture and programming and really look at the fact that everything in our reality is a construction. Right. So even the things that feel natural to us, like our sexuality is like so natural. It's such an important part of us. But the ideas and the feelings and thoughts we have about it might not actually really be authentically, genuinely belonging to us. And that's something that I think about a lot, which is, you know, we are kind of living in the matrix in a lot of ways. Like you said, so many images are very powerful. And I never really thought about this until I think I was a senior in high school and Jean Kilborn came to my school. Do you remember her? She did the Killing Us Softly videos. And it was like a montage of like the way women are portrayed in the media. And this was during the 90s when the heroin chic waifishness was really in. And it was all about like literally shrinking yourself and your body. And I remember just being bowled over when I saw these ads of like dismembered women's body parts with no face, and just the way that the female's body was being used in the ads. And it just made me kind of realize that, you know, everything that you're being told isn't necessarily right, and you get to decide for yourself.
Absolutely. And we're all different. So what's right for you or your best friend might be completely different from what's right for me and someone else.
So in a lot of ways, this is like a new wave of feminism and the idea that like, whether you want to have sex or not, it's cool and no one should be able to judge you. Or alternatively, we take these labels that people have used, like slut. My big thing is reclaiming slut, you know, and the ethical slut, Jenna Hardy, it's been done. But just this whole idea of like, if a woman liked sex, she was a slut, and that was an insult. But I'm like, well, I don't see what the bad thing is about being a slut. If I reclaim that word, then anybody who uses that against me, there's no power there for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just something to think about. I wanted to also just get back to the idea of sexual normality. I used to teach human sexuality for many years, and one of the most common questions that kids would ask is, am I normal? And there might be like a statistical mean, but there's no such thing as a moral normality. How do you deal with women in your practice who come to you asking these types of questions?
Well, I try and emphasize how people have to figure out for themselves what's right for them instead of focusing so much on what's normal, because that is more like people-pleasing than empowerment.
Yeah.
And maybe you're going to be different than other people, and maybe that's okay.
Yes, exactly. And do you think that men have the same amount of societal, cultural pressure on their sexuality that women do?
Oh, that's such a great question. I think that men don't have it any better than we do. It's just a little different. You know, they're under pressure to be manly and sensitive at the same time. Mm. What does that mean? And, you know, who knows what masculine means today? Should they pick up the check, even if she makes more money? Can they make a move without being accused of harassment? And if they say no to sex, rumors might fly that they're gay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's they are under way more pressure than we are to have sex.
Well, I think also men don't necessarily have... I'm not a man, but I am a huge advocate for men, and I love men and I love women. But I think that men don't have a dialogue and like a safe place to discuss this type of stuff, whereas women are building that space. You know, we've had to work to have that space, but men, there's, you know, it's not, it still seems like it's not that socially acceptable for men to cry and show their emotions.
They definitely have much more of, you know, being masculine means being strong and silent, whereas we don't have that, and we're fortunate in that.
You know, there's so many interesting things happening in our culture. You look at kind of the rise of transgender visibility, you know, and I read a study yesterday. Oh, shoot. I think there's 1.4 million transgender people in the United States. And that kind of gets your wheels turning, right? Of like, okay, well, if you can fluidly go from one gender to the other, what does that really mean for all of these social norms and rules that we have? And I don't have an answer for that. I'm just throwing it out there. but I find it really amazing and fascinating. And it's quite an interesting and exciting time to be alive, particularly when we're talking about dating and sex, because things are changing. And it is kind of a choose your own adventure where we kind of have the opportunity to make something happen, you know. But on that note, so many things to think about. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break here on Lucid Planet Radio. And when we come back, Dr. Susan Edelman is going to talk with us about how to become your own brand of sexy and how to get what you really want out of relationships. So stay tuned for that. We'll see you in a couple minutes. I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know, no, no. Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, and low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Loving you so, 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 the way I used to love you. No, I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I love that song because today's show is all about sex and love and dating. And before we continue, though, I just want to switch gears and give a brief shout out. I mean, it also has a lot to do with sex and love. There's a big Colorado local event I will be participating in this weekend, which is Arise Festival in Loveland, Colorado. We have this joke, if you're looking for love, this is the place to be. my Colorado people will get that. If you're here in Denver Metro, I would love to see you there. I will be doing press coverage and live tweeting and Instagramming and Snapchatting the festival. And the music is going to be really amazing. Tipper's only Colorado show this year. And like Ani DeFranco's playing and atmosphere. And it's just a really, really diverse atmosphere. Also, there's not just music. There's tons of immersive experiences. There's permaculture workshops, yoga, meditation, all of the great things that we kind of look for in Colorado in the summer when we gather together. So if you're in Denver Metro this weekend, you should definitely come check it out. I'd love to see you there. Arise Festival. August 4th to 6th in Loveland, Colorado. Just go to arisefestival.com for tickets, which I think are still on sale. All right. So I hope to see you guys there. Now back to today's show. My wonderful guest, Dr. Susan Edelman, is chatting with me about love, sex, and dating and how to get what you want in relationships. So Dr. Susan, before we continue, can you just let everyone know how to get in touch with you to find out more about your work, your practice, your book, Be Your Own Brand of Sexy, and your research?
Definitely. You can go to my website, beyourownbrandofsexy.com. I'm also like on Facebook and Instagram as well. But that's the best place to either write me if you have a question or get a free excerpt of my book or take a quiz that will help you figure out if you're being your own brand of sexy. And I have
a lot of blog posts.
Yeah, I have a lot of blog posts there as well with tips and secrets about how to make dating easier for you.
Oh my gosh, awesome. So definitely check that out. I saw it on Twitter earlier, Be Your Own Brand. Own Brand of Sexy or Brand of Sexy.
Brand of Sexy.
Brand
yes.
of Sexy. Okay.
Yeah,
there,
yeah.
Brand of Sexy on Twitter. So speaking of Brand of Sexy, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, this book is a labor of love. I was called by the daughter of one of my dearest childhood friends who had gone off to college, and she wanted dating advice. And she's like, Susan, the guys are asking me to come over and hang out. What does that mean?
Netflix and chill?
What's that?
I said Netflix and chill.
Yeah. So I wasn't quite sure, but I figured it wasn't exactly an invitation to dinner and a movie. And right. It turned out that these guys were really looking for hooking up. And Emma wasn't interested in casual sex, but having many guys at her college who just wanted to take a girl out to dinner and get to know her. And she was very disappointed. And I loved college dating, so this kind of broke my heart. And I started to wonder, what happened to courtship and romance? Had dating really become passé? You know, this was really not what we had in mind with the women's movement and the sexual revolution.
When was this? I'm sorry to interrupt you. When was this, just out of curiosity?
About 10, 12 years ago.
Oh, Lord. So you know it's gotten worse.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just read that millennials will not even go out. They don't do dinner dates at all anymore because of Tinder and all that. They just meet up to bang it out. Anyway, sorry to hijack your story. Let's continue.
Yes, it has gotten worse.
But, it has gotten worse.
You know, I thought when we were in the past, we dreamed women would be treated better when we were seen as equals. And we never dreamed that many men would simply take casual sex for granted. So not only was I sad for her, but I felt kind of guilty that my generation and the one before me had kind of created this problem. And I also knew from my work as a psychiatrist that it wasn't just millennials who were struggling. In my practice, I've seen women of all ages who let themselves be taken for granted and ended up very confused and heartbroken. So Emma said to me, Susan, you have to do something about this. And I thought, you know, maybe I'm really in a position to try and figure out how we got here and what we can do about it.
Okay. Now, I just want to clarify something, because there's a difference between trying to have sex with someone to lure them into a relationship and then feel like you've been kind of emotionally manipulated versus someone like me. I love having sex and I always have. So I didn't have a problem with the casual like hookup culture. That's kind of what I was looking for. I didn't want to be tied down. And I like I said, I would go out of my way to find sex and have sex with people so long it was like safe sex and consenting sex. So we don't want to assume that all girls don't want to have sex or only want to have sex in the context of a relationship. Am I right?
That's true.
Okay, cool.
The problem becomes that if it's the norm and if you feel like there's something wrong with you, if you're a virgin, then you may feel pressured to go along with this when you're really not comfortable and it's really not what you're looking for.
Is this something that you see a lot in your practice?
Yes, I see it a lot. Mm. I see people not identifying what each person wants before they get sexually involved. It's super common. So they just kind of go along with it. I see women who think they're fine with hookups, and then it doesn't work out so well. So there are plenty of people who are fine with hooking up and really happy with it, and it works out. But there are plenty of people who are not. So that's
I just think
point.
A lot of it has to do with your intention and your expectation. Like, if you think you can hook up with someone and then they'll be your boyfriend or your girlfriend because you hooked up, but you never had that conversation at the start, like, you're deluding yourself. You know, you got to be clear with people where you stand.
Absolutely, but some people aren't clear about it themselves.
Yes.
So it's very hard for them to be clear.
And, so how
and,
do you...
And the other thing, Kelly, is that sometimes people, when they have sex, they get attached. And they
Well, we can definitely talk...
That.
I mean, biochemically, this is a process, right? Oxytocin, especially in women.
It can,
Am I right?
Definitely, it happens. So there's all kinds of factors involved. And the more you're not clear with yourself about what you're looking for... And, you know, the worse it is, right? Because there are all kinds of factors making it more complicated for you to make this kind of decision.
Totally. So what I'm wondering is, what are some of the issues that are kind of facing particularly young women today, and what can they do to kind of like circumvent that? And if they want a relationship, how do they get into that space where they can create a relationship that is satisfying and happy and fulfilling for both sides?
Well, I think it's really important for people to be honest with themselves and also for their friends not to pressure them to do things that they're not comfortable with because they think it's normal. Because, you know, here I have an example of Laurel dating Dan, and she's hoping he's going to bring up the subject of monogamy, but he doesn't, and her friends say, don't bring it up because you'll scare him off. And even though Dan acts like they're a couple, she runs into him with another woman, and, you know, she's mad at him because it seems like cheating, but then she realized they never brought it up. And so then so many women think, well, what's wrong with me? Why do I get so attached? Instead of thinking, gee, maybe I'm not interested in casual sex and I should only go out with guys who want the same kind of relationship as me. Mm-hmm. So I think we end up thinking, a lot of people end up thinking, well, the problem is there's something wrong with me that I'm getting attached. But that's not the problem. The problem right. is our culture, and a lot of our friends are saying, well, just have a hookup. It's no big deal. And they don't realize that there's kind of a fine line between giving someone permission and pressuring them to do something that's really not their comfort level.
Can you comment to the whole biochemical attraction and the way that it predicts dating success?
Well, I don't think that that's necessarily the biggest part of you know, a relationship lasting, because, you know, we have these things called what I call microwave romances, where, you know, your relationship progresses at lightning speed, and then they typically explode in your face. So if it was all about oxytocin, you'd be bonded, you know, from having yeah. sex with them, and it wouldn't blow up. But it does blow up because there's way more to it than just chemicals. But you can end up feeling attached to somebody who maybe you're not compatible with or who's kind of a jerk because yeah. you've had sex with them. So I think that's more the problem than it really predicts the longevity of the relationship. There's just so much more to it than that.
Absolutely. Wow, there's so much interesting stuff to talk about. We're going to take a quick break here on Lucid Planet Radio. And when we come back, Dr. Susan Edelman, author of Beer and Brand of Sexy, is going to talk with us more about how to make your own brand of sexy and what that means. And we're also going to talk about strategies, tips, and tricks for success in relationships, and also how to best communicate your needs with your partner. So stick with us, and we'll be right back.
It's our strangest feeling, feeling this way for you. There's something the way you move, something the way you move. With you, I'm ever heating. It's heartache through and through. There's something the way you move.
Did you know what you learned in school was wrong, and there is actually a fourth phase of water beyond liquid, vapor, and ice? I know. I too was shocked when I learned this. What makes this new discovery so exciting? In scientific terms, this cutting-edge research explains the energetic potency of water. In practical terms, this missing link of water is now breaking open the floodgates for us to have a more complete understanding of our health, our weather, and the physics of our world. Join researcher, award-winning presenter, and author Professor Gerald Pollack of the University of Washington as he shares new scientific insights about how this fourth phase of water, the sun's energy, and geomagnetism affect our planet and how this affects you at East West Bookshop in Seattle on Saturday, August 5th at 7 p.m. For more information or to register, go to eastwestbookshop.com or call 206-523-3726.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit cambokiss.com.
Known for his keen sense of humor, contagious smile, and extensive esoteric wisdom, EJ translates deep spiritual wisdom into practical advice to empower you to live your happiest, most fulfilled experience. Mystic Living Radio, Deep Spiritual Wisdom, Practical Advice with EJ, Eliyahu Gion. This hit show delivers profound experiences for all who want to live life to their deepest desires. Tune in monthly for Mystic Living Radio, Learn more by visiting vitaltransformation.org.
Isn't it time to put your health first? To give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled MICHEL.com/book.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I'm here with Dr. Susan Edelman, author of Be Your Own Brand of Sexy, talking about dating and relationships. And really what we're talking about is this shocking idea that everyone should just be able to do what they want and not feel so pressured to express themselves, right?
Yes. It's shocking.
Shocking. I mean, whether you like sex or you don't, whether you want sex or you don't, like, for some reason, everyone's feeling pressured to do things one way or the other. And we were just chatting during the break. I grew up in the 90s. Things were a lot more conservative then, and I'm sure they were much more conservative before then. But, you know, when I was like 14, I definitely looked like I was 14. I really wanted to be older and more mature and, you know, but now when I look at 14-year-olds, like, and they all have Instagrams and they look like they're 25 and they're like super done up and look super mature. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, and it seems like our culture is more and more sexualizing young girls and young women, which I think is kind of problematic. What do you think, Susan?
I completely agree. It's getting much, much worse. Do you know that now beauty standards are so unrealistic and unattainable that the average person might need plastic surgery to actually get them. And 90% of women aren't happy with how they look. That is not empowerment for women. That's like people pleasing.
Yeah. And who's choosing this? Because I feel like is it our fault? Are we choosing to kind of feel the pressure of all these beautiful and altered images that we see all the time? So are we choosing to feel the pressure, or is it like impossible to resist because it's just constantly around us?
Well, it's a great question. And I think part of it is that we're just swimming in the soup and have been for so long that, you know, we have to pull ourselves out to get some perspective. There was a psychiatrist at Harvard who's also an anthropologist. Her name is Ann Becker. She went to Fiji as an undergrad to do this anthropology research, like in the 80s. And Fiji, they were into food and eating, and it was a compliment if someone said you'd gained weight. And then she went back in the 90s, and there were no eating disorders when there weren't many televisions. But in like a few years later, the girls had started purging once they got TV, and about 10 years later, 50% had, and 25% had thoughts of suicide. Now, you know, their culture's different than America. They don't have the mental health resources, and they're more agrarian, but you get the picture. I mean, this is horrible, and it's only getting worse.
You know, it reminds me of when I started teaching human sexuality, and the first class of the semester was always about body image, because I just want to get out there and be like, there's no normal, there's nothing wrong with you. Someone who masturbates 30 times a day or someone who masturbates once in 30 years, you're all normal, and, you know, your body's going to look different, your genitals are going to look different, like, you know. And at the end of that class, every semester, I would have, like, these beautiful crying young girls, like 18, 19, 20 year old, coming to me and crying and hugging me and saying, I'm so fat, I'm so ugly, I feel so horrible, and you made me feel good about myself for like the first time in years. And this was in Orange County, California, okay, which is like plastic land already. Yeah. So they don't have the best role models, right? And they're growing up in a like a pressure cooker environment when it comes to body image standards that are unrealistic. But these were like, these girls were, they had really nice hair. They looked so nice. And I was like, I can't even believe this, that you're that upset. And that made me realize, like, from a on the ground, like one-on-one emotional position of how much many women and men too, obviously, but this was mostly women this particular time, but how many people are suffering because of this? And it's affecting their self-esteem. It's affecting their ability to connect with people. And maybe like we were talking about earlier, because of that low self-esteem and that low self-confidence, people are have a hard time saying no to things that they don't want.
Exactly. I think we have more power in every way when we can accept and love ourselves the way we are. And we're focusing, even with our efforts now, which are great efforts, to accept and love your body, we're sort of ignoring inner beauty, which is so much more important. And so many people don't even know what their inner beauty is. So if any of your listeners don't, you know, they can go ask their friends, because their friends will know what's beautiful about them, whether they're a good listener or a good friend. It's important to really get in touch with that aspect of ourselves instead of just think about how we look.
It's true. Well, and this all has to do with like uses and gratifications of like you go on social media, you post something hot, you get tons of likes. You feel good. That's basically, you see that little bubble, when you see that little like bubble, it releases dopamine and everyone's like, oh yes, I'm a good person now. But what did we do? Does anyone out there remember what it was like before we had this little thing that I'm waving around in my hand? Because I mean, I remember I grew up, I didn't have internet. I'm in the very unique generation of spending exactly half of my life without any technology and then half of it with technology right now. And so, you know, what do? You actually have to like be a human being and like talk to people and like do stuff. You can't just like sit around and like create this world and become part of this world, man. You know?
Yeah, and interacting with people is very satisfying if they're nice people.
Yeah, exactly. But a lot of people don't have, they need more practice, particularly the young ones. They have a class at Yale from internet to real life, or I can't remember what it's called, where they all get together in class with their computers and they have to put down their computers and like sit and talk to each other. And the class is really trying to socialize millennials because they spend so much time on their computers. And I'm not dissing that, but what I'm saying is, if we don't interact with people in the real time, we're not going to learn to set healthy boundaries with people, especially when it comes to sex and relationships.
Well, and having relationships is super important to every aspect of your life. So if you're not comfortable with it, you know, it's something important to work on.
Absolutely. I'm wondering, Dr. Susan, I mean, it's interesting, right? We have all this online dating and stuff, and it's kind of diluting things, you know. How do you know if you found your Mr. Right or your one if, you know, you can just swipe through this app and there's like a million guys on there? How do you know?
Well, that's a very good question, because unfortunately we've got a lot of fear of missing out and a lot of opportunities. So people have to be really clear about what they're looking for. It makes a huge difference, and what is going to work for them, right? So it's all about not just how does this person look, but what kind of relationship do I want to have? What kind of values are important to me to have an ongoing relationship? Can this person communicate? Are they mature? You know, other things besides he's got six-pack abs and he's good-looking.
Right, right, right. Which, you know, I mean, who doesn't like six-pack abs? But, I mean, that can't be it. What do you think is necessary to create fulfilling relationships, particularly for people who are new to kind of dating and relationships?
Well, I think one of the most important things is being kind of in touch with you and what your instincts and intuition are, because then you have the opportunity to figure out how to communicate. You've got a place to start. Because if you're not sure, if you're uncomfortable with what someone else is doing, it's going to be really hard to set a boundary or set a limit or say you're not comfortable with it. So part of it really has to come from knowing yourself to some extent and really being willing to listen to how you feel about something. And a lot of us in our culture, we don't want to deal with that, right? If we feel bad, maybe we go on the internet or something, and we don't really want to deal with our feelings. But that, they can really help guide us.
Mm-hmm. What happens when we get a little too involved? You called it obsession land in the book. I like that, by the way. I've been to obsession land. It's not as fun as it sounds.
Well, I'm not sure it sounds all that fun.
Dude, the ride sucked. That's all I have to say.
if we were obsessed with the good things about ourselves, it might be better. But yes, it's a big problem when you're so focused on one person. Like, this is the answer to everything, and it often doesn't work out very well in terms of being good for a relationship either. Because if you're obsessed with someone, it may not be appealing to the other person, as well as you're not going to be happy.
And it's like an adolescent way of looking at things. You know, you have to have your own autonomy. And I always said, you know, I've been married and divorced, and I've been bi, and I've been open, and I've been poly, and I've been through all the magical adventures of life. But the one thing that I've learned is that you can't ever expect anybody else to make your problems go away, and you can't expect anybody else to complete you. You know, it's up to you to be whole on your own. It's not about somebody else filling in the gaps. And once you realize that you can stand on your own, it takes the pressure off of your relationships, and it just makes them fun instead of, like, necessary for your existence. You know, that's why that obsession land place is really dangerous, because, like, you got to know that you're okay. People often ask me, because my boyfriend, my partner, Jim McClain, and I, we do a lot of workshops for couples who are looking to get into polyamory and whatnot. And one of the things that people always ask is, like, well, aren't you afraid they're going to leave you? And I'm like, well, if he's going to leave me for someone else, it'll happen whether or not, you know, we share. But if we share, there's a good chance that he won't, because then we get to be present. If I tell him he can't do something and he wants to do it, then there's a good chance that he's just going to go and do it. Not necessarily him, but, you know, speaking hypothetically. But what's interesting, I'm like, look, I know I don't own him. And he doesn't own me, and I love him so much, and whatever he's going to do, I'm totally okay with it. And if he falls in love with someone else and decides he wants to leave me, that'll happen regardless of whether I'm involved or not, right? And I've been there. You know, I've seen marriages fall apart, my own marriage fall apart years ago. But the point is, like, you do not have control over anyone except for yourself. And even that's debatable. So that's my little Buddhist rant for the day. all right, we're going to take another break. And when we return, we're going to wrap up the show with Dr. Susan Edelman talking more about becoming your own brand of sexy. So stay with us, and we'll be right back in a couple minutes.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this. We have so much to share. Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest, Dr. Susan Edelman, is here chatting with me about dating and relationships. If you're just tuning in, it's been quite a heater because we just have so much stuff to talk about when it comes to this, but I wanted to lead off. We only have 10 minutes left. It goes by so fast. So I wanted to lead off. Dr. Susan has some amazing tips and tricks for relationships, for communication, for when you're getting into relationships. And while you can find out more on her Twitter and her website, Dr. Susan, could you share with us some tips? Because I think we could all use some dating and relationship tips.
Absolutely. You know, I think that so many women don't say no to what they don't want with men. This is so common that maybe they make excuses for the man, or they're just not comfortable. They're afraid of getting rejected or that he won't like it if she says no. And this is a huge problem because when you go ahead and go along with it, you're basically saying yes to something that you don't like. And here,
are you talking about sexually, or are you talking about like in other areas too?
Well, so it might be sexual. It might be some guy who calls late at night or texts you late at night for a hookup, and you don't want that. You know, you feel like you don't want a booty call. You're not comfortable with that. And you know, women will then text him back and say, "I'm busy" or something. But, you know, you don't even have to write this guy back, right? Just ignore it if you don't like it.
Oh, dude, I have a homegirl who all the time at like 5:30 a.m. this creeper guy texts her, like, "Hey, I'm right by your house." And I was like, that doesn't, like, I can't believe that even works for guys. Like, wow. But again, I'm a little older. How about when guys are sending you like nice pics of their genitals?
Exactly.
How about that?
Exactly. Like, you know, there are some things call for just ignoring them and not writing anything to somebody.
I mean, I love a good. Can I say? I don't know if I can say. I love good pics, you know, but only from people that I've consented that I want them. There's a really great article I just read about. These guys keep sending her pics, and she just sends them to the guy's mom every time. I just thought that was great, you know.
Yeah, but it doesn't even have to be sexual. This can be some guy who's calling you at the last minute and you feel taken for granted and you want him to ask you out in advance or something. It could be anything.
Like playing hard to get is a way to deal with that? Like, don't always text guys or girls. Like, don't text people back right away, particularly if it's the weekend. Like, let them simmer, right? Like, if someone's going to hit you up at the last minute, like, you don't have to reply right away.
But people feel really pressured to text people immediately, don't they?
It's part of that dopamine system, you know, where it's like, bing, 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 you got to do it. You know, nobody picks up the phone anymore, though. But they'll, like, send you lots of texts. I don't know. I had to talk to someone before. If I'm going to show up for a booty call at 5 a.m., you better actually speak to me. And if you're too drunk, that's the other thing that I don't like, particularly in the college age group, is, like, guys, everyone gets really wasted. And then the hookup culture ensues, and then people are then you have some really fishy issues with consent, right?
Well, there's all kinds of problems with consent. Kelly, I mean, a lot of girls don't even know when they've been raped. It's very bad.
It's so terrible. I think, you know, certainly education needs to happen. And I do feel like consent is becoming more of a mainstream concept. And all of these horrific stories, like the was it Stanford rapist? Was he a Stanford student? Okay, so stuff like that was absolutely horrible, but it definitely brought an incredible amount of attention to this topic, which we need in this culture. It's not okay.
Absolutely.
You know?
But, you know, the more that we see displays of violence and toward women in the media, and the more that we see this overt sexualization of women, the more confusing it becomes about where the line is to say no. So the more sexualized you are, the more you feel like, well, I should be saying yes to sex. And maybe, you know, if I touched him in this way, he has the right to expect it. You know, so it's very confusing with all this sexualization.
There's some really good videos on consent out there right now. The one about a cup of tea, I think the British made it. I don't know if you've seen. There's some good consent videos. I'll post them when I post this.
Yeah, the cup of tea is great.
Cup of tea is great. Yeah, look that up. I mean, it's like this should be mandatory learning. We need algebra, okay? We need to be taught like how to respect and love ourselves and our bodies, which it's sad that we live in a culture where we have to teach people how to love and respect their bodies. But like we were kind of chatting about, a lot of people are very, very hard on themselves.
It's true. And it's really important to be kind to yourself, to really think about how you're treating yourself, because so many people think, well, you know, they don't like bullies and they don't like people who are fat shaming other people and they think it's so wrong, but then they do it to themselves.
Yes. Oh my gosh. This is some wisdom right here. It's true. It's like we internalize the voices that we are fighting against. We internalize our culture's attitude towards us. Like if we live in a rape culture, which kind of we have and we do, although maybe it's slowly changing, we're going to internalize those attitudes about like our bodies and our self-esteem, whether we realize it or not. Which is why you have to be incredibly aware of your own inner dialogue with yourself and the things that you say to yourself.
And I think it would be great for us to have a dialogue like this with our friends as well, you know?
Sure.
Just imagine what would happen if we could start a new revolution and make being your own brand of sexy, doing what's right for you as a person and sisterhood and brotherhood, you know, people sticking together so we feel supported in this instead of people saying, well, there's something wrong with you if you don't fit in. If we can make those the new cultural expectations, we could protect our hearts so we didn't have to spend a lot of time being confused about men and getting over heartbreak. And we wouldn't have to worry quite so much about whether we're fat and how to be better sex objects. And we could begin to expect acceptance and respect rather than judgment and heartache. My goodness, we'd be so much happier, and we could have all kinds of time and energy for something bigger than ourselves.
Yes, or to do stuff, you know, or just to have fun, you know.
Yeah.
Dr. Susan, we're about to wrap the show, but I would love to hear from you briefly about where is the future heading with all of this? Do you think it's heading in that direction? Do you think we're at a crossroads? And what are some of the things we can do?
I do think we're at a crossroads. I think we have the opportunity to make that be our new culture. And I think we're already headed that way in so many ways with women saying, you know, our bodies are okay the way they are. But I think there's more to it than just the body acceptance. I really do think it's about women starting to love themselves and feeling...
And men too.
And men too, of course. And feeling that they're okay the way they are, and figuring out how to express that in healthier ways than what we've been doing. Because I don't think we need to get out there and post, you know, big pictures of ourselves saying my body's cool. I think it's really more about feeling like you can stand up for what's important to you. as a person.
I love that. So be a person of substance. And it all starts with awareness, knowing yourself, and loving yourself, really. And that is the key to success and happiness in relationships, I think, is to be able to stand on your own and know that you're enough.
And if we all could support other people in doing that, I think that'd be huge, because I think that if the new norm was accepting other people, we'd all probably be a little more confident, don't you?
Totally. Totally. I like that. I mean, that's how I live my life. And many, many, many people that I know are on that same path, and I'm sure that you are as well. And I want to thank you so much, Dr. Susan Edelman, for coming on the show today, and also for, you know, really promoting this message of unity and acceptance. I think that that's really great.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Kelly. It was wonderful to be with you. I really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you about all this.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to see what else you have in store. And once I launch my brand new sex show, name coming soon, maybe we could have another chat.
I love it. I'm dying to hear about your new sex show, too.
Thank you. I had a great time today. And remember, listeners out there, you can join me on Lucid Planet Radio the first Wednesday of every month.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.